This is Tristan Beeman of the Wine Exchange in Santa Ana. You're listening to A Spectacular Vintage Year in Food News, the SoCal Restaurant Show. Cheers.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of the St. Patrick's Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. But the better news is we're going to be right back here with you with a fresh show next Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And remember, Cactus League play follows us at 12:10. The Halos are home in Arizona playing the Chicago Cubs. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. And I am always happy at this point every week to bring back in my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Calico Fish House in Sunset Beach in Huntington Beach. Chef Andrew, St. Patrick's Day weekend, LA Marathon tomorrow. Welcome back.
It's great to be back. A lot going on.
Now, Chef Andrew, I think I have this correct. You're quite a runner yourself. Have you ever participated in a full-length marathon? I know you've done some shorter courses, but fill us in there, because that's an area of expertise that some of our listeners may not be familiar with for you.
Yes, I have. I've done marathons, I've done more than marathons in the ultra range. I wasn't too competitive at that point. It was more training, but and everything down to, 5Ks, miles, et cetera. I was a big runner in high school and college. But now I run. I joke with everyone, and I think this is perfect for the show. I run to eat.
And Chef Andrew, I understand what the backstory is as far as that's concerned. Now, with St. Patrick's Day coming up tomorrow, definitely not a seafood-oriented holiday. Will you have any specials on the Calico menu for tomorrow? I know you're not going to dye your beer green, and I'm glad you don't. But, maybe there's a seaweed special. What do you think?
Well, no, but we're a seafood chop house, so emphasis on chop house. We've got a fair amount of meat on the menu, so we'll be doing our Guinness braised beef short ribs tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day, some beer features, and I'm going to sneak some cabbage in there, because St. Patrick's Day or not, I am a huge fan of cabbage. I think it's an incredibly versatile vegetable, lettuce, whatever you want to call it, and it is takes well to a lot of flavors, and when in doubt, just add bacon.
There you go. But, Chef Andrew, as you're suggesting, and I don't think a lot of people realize that, it cooks up well is full of flavor. Also, as you like to hint every now and again, because we don't like to hit people over the head with it, but, there's good nutrition in cabbage.
Yeah, no, there's great nutrition in cabbage, actually. I mean, and if you think about it, you got so many different types of cabbage. You got green cabbage, red cabbage, Napa cabbage, Savoy cabbage, black cabbage, kale, pak choi, Dutch cabbage, and the list goes on. So Brussels sprouts, really, are mini cabbages. You can get to know cabbage pretty well if you want to and get deep in that cabbage-like rabbit hole.
Chef Andrew, I love it. But, no rabbit on the menu tomorrow, please. Now, we got another big family holiday that's coming up in a couple weeks, and that will be Easter Sunday. We see a lot of variations of ham. We see leg of lamb. Chef Andrew, in the creative portfolio of Chef Andrew Gruhl, what insight can you give us to liven up that Easter family table?
Well, first I got to say, Andy, I can't let that slip, your transition there, going from eating rabbit to Easter. But, for me, Easter is all about the sides. And I say that about a lot of these holidays, right? If you want to make a centerpiece item, you're going to go with the traditional ham. Most people buy it at the store. They don't cook one themselves. I'd suggest going ahead and getting like a picnic shoulder and braising a ham if you're going to do that, and just keep it simple with like a mustard pineapple glaze. But maybe even a beef Wellington just to really wow everybody. But go for the sides. And nothing better than Sunday brunch sides. A little bit of the South in there, perhaps some biscuits with like a chili butter. I mean, you can do the cabbages like you and I just talked about. different salads. That's the thing I like about this, and egg dishes. I did a recipe the other day for frittata, and I got a lot of great feedback because so many people like the frittata, which is really just a crustless quiche, because it gives you the opportunity to kind of throw in whatever ingredients you want and then kind of set it and forget it. You know, and even if there's a takeaway on this call, I'll tell everyone the perfect crust for a frittata is one egg to one egg yolk to one cup of cream, a little bit of nutmeg, fresh thyme, and then just pour that into your skillet with whatever ingredients you want. Bake it at 250 degrees, covered, uncovered, and at the last second, finish it with Parmesan, and you've got yourself a real great brunch item for Easter.
Sounds great to me. Now, what interesting can you do with lamb?
Lamb, I like to braise, you know, and if you're not going to do a braised lamb, and by that I mean like a lamb shoulder, you know, do a boneless lamb shoulder, keep it rolled, and just braise it, right? So sear it on the outside, not a ton of spice. So I think people make the mistake of hitting it early with a lot of spice. You want the early flavors to be in the braising liquid, and you want the ending flavors to be on the exterior. So I finish it with like spice butters or herb butters, but I braise it in flavorful liquid. So I sear it all around on the outside. I put it in a rondeau or a Dutch oven, cover it about three quarters with a real flavorful liquid. You can do beer, red wine, chicken stock is the base, a ton of herbs, spices, garlic, and just let it go in the oven at a lazy bubble. And that's defined as a bubble every couple seconds in that braise, partially covered. And then at the end, you finish it with like a nice herb butter or even a mint butter, or a jelly or what have you, or just leave your sauces and condiments and chutneys on the table for everybody to finish it themselves.
I'm loving it. Now, Chef Andrew, talking about sourcing lamb, there's the argument of domestic versus imported from Australia or New Zealand. Where do you weigh in on the lamb sourcing issue?
Oh, I'm a huge Colorado lamb guy. So domestic lamb all day, because they're raised for their meat as opposed to their wool. They're not as gamey. You got a lot more meat on them, and they're not, as I mentioned, you know, they're a little bit meatier than what you're going to get overseas.
You know, definitely a good tip. And, you know, of course, we like to support domestic production where we can. Chef Andrew, I know, you know, with inflation at the grocery store these days, you know, boy, it is an eye-opener. In terms of the price of lamb now compared to where it was a year ago, you know, where is that on the inflation barometer scale?
Well, lamb's gone up with everything, right? It's like an index. Everything's going to go up a little bit. And this time of year, with demand being high, prices are going to be higher. So, you know, you keep that in mind. So that's where maybe you might want to use like a little bit of lamb and then throw something else in there, like a chuck or a short rib to kind of fill the table.
Chef Andrew, good tip. Have fun tomorrow for St. Patrick's Day. We'll definitely be watching the LA Marathon, and we'll definitely pick up the conversation next Saturday.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. My thanks to Tony here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Next week, of course, we're back with a fresh show from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA. We're proudly presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't forget those Ojai Pixie Tangerines. The season is only with us through June. Keep in mind that Doctor in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, is on hiatus right now, but he will be back the first Saturday in April. And I know we'll be happy to have him back. Coming up next, it is Angels baseball, Cactus League play, the Chicago Cubs. Be safe, good eating, and so long for now.